From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, September 10th. Coming up, beef is as expensive as it's ever been thanks to the high cost of cattle. Retailers of all sizes have upped their prices on steak and hamburger. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A vehicle crash in Urbana that occurred earlier this year is part of the premise behind the Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation in Chicago and Illinois. The Department of Homeland Security says it initiated a crackdown on criminals without legal status in honor of a 20-year-old woman named Katie Abraham. She died in a hit-and-run near Carle Foundation Hospital in January. A man without legal status was charged in the incident. In a video released by DHS, Katie's father, Joe Abraham, expressed support for stricter immigration policies and border security.
Katie was killed by someone who really could have been vetted and not been in this country, and she would be here with us today.
As part of the operation, ICE officers have been conducting arrests in the Chicago area. Thousands have been protesting against the ICE raids in recent days. University of Illinois alum and billionaire Larry Geese is making a $100 million gift to the school's athletics department. That's the largest donation the department has ever received. Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman says the gift will go towards improving Memorial Stadium and other needs.
The money is not restricted within use of for football or the stadium. And so Larry trusts us to use those dollars as we think is most appropriate. Our intent is to invest most of that into this building and in preserving Memorial Stadium.
The U of I is recognizing the gift by naming its football stadium Geese Memorial Stadium. Geese says he's making the donation in honor of his late father, Larry Geese Sr., who was a United States Army veteran. Memorial Stadium was originally named and dedicated for the Illinoisans who died serving in World War I. In 2017, the billionaire made a $150 million donation to the university's business school. That prompted the administrators to rename the school as the Geese College of Business. The gift awaits approval from the Board of Trustees later this month. Whitman says there will be a free public event at the stadium this Friday morning with Geese and head football coach Brett Bielema. A Republican candidate looking to unseat Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood says he has helped to create trillions of dollars of debt. John Kitover of Chicago says he is running in the reliably red district to defeat LaHood and tackle his primary issue of the national debt.
So it's really going to take patriotic Americans who can recognize the financial crisis that we're in, that are going to stand with Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, and other fiscal conservatives against individuals like Darren LaHood.
In his long-shot bid for Congress, Kitover also claims LaHood lied about the COVID-19 vaccine and is a, quote, traitor to the Second Amendment. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging vigilance as the Supreme Court upholds immigration patrols in Los Angeles. Alex Stegman reports.
The nation's high court said someone's perceived ethnicity cannot be the only reason for an immigration stop, but conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote it should be considered among other salient factors. Pritzker says the state cannot stop these types of patrols amid a major immigration enforcement push here, but he says residents can take precautions.
Federal law trumps state law. Period. End of sentence. And so what we can do is make sure that people know their rights and that they're staying out of the way.
Pritzker reiterated that the state will take the Trump administration to court if they break state or federal law. He says that includes deploying the National Guard to Chicago absent his request, a request he says he's not making. I'm Alex Stegman.
Still to come, beef is as expensive as it's ever been thanks to the high cost of cattle. Retailers of all sizes have upped their prices on steak and hamburger. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 85 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 87 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 57 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 89 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Illinois is known as the Prairie State, but that didn't always describe our landscape. New research into some old fossils offers evidence of Illinois' tropical past. plus a brief guide to finding your way through the sport of orienteering. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. If you buy beef, no doubt you've noticed that it's gotten more expensive lately. In fact, beef prices in the U.S. are the highest they've ever been, at an average of $9.69 per pound, according to the USDA. So when might they come down again? Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks tried to find out.
The Barton Creek Farmers Market pops up on Saturdays in a shopping mall parking lot high on a hill in Austin, Texas. Richardson Farms' booth is tucked into the far back corner.
We raise beef, we raise pork, we do eggs and chicken, we have milk and we have cheese that we make.
That's Jim Richardson, who owns the farm. He and I are talking under a tent while his grandson fetches items out of a fort of coolers. His beef products include stew meat, steak, and ground beef. Lately, they've become pricier.
I went up roughly a dollar a pound. My processor went up that much or more. So without kind of keeping up, it erodes your profitability.
Richardson's worked with cattle as a rancher and a veterinarian for more than 50 years. So I asked him about the cost of beef.
Do you have any notion of when prices might come down again?
You know, I don't, and I'd say it's going to be years. It's a real complex issue, and it's not going to remedy quickly.
The big reason why beef prices are so high is that the U.S. cattle herd is really small, the smallest since the 1950s, in fact. Years of drought in cattle country have forced ranchers to sell animals. As the population dwindles, each cow becomes more and more valuable.
So we sell those, and that means then that we don't grow the herd. And that's what the situation we've been in here for a while.
That's Brenda Botel, an agricultural economics professor at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Despite the costs, she says people are still buying beef.
I'm actually surprised at how resilient beef demand has continued to stay with the very high prices.
At 36 General, a small butcher shop and grocery store in San Marcos, south of Austin, Maddie Bills says that high prices have forced her to pay closer attention than ever before to what ranchers and suppliers charge her.
Checking pricing quarterly because things are fluctuating has been really important for us surviving it all.
Bills buys pork, lamb, and cuts of beef from local ranchers.
We, you know, obviously we get ribeye, tenderloin, strip. Denver is a really popular cut of ours, which is a better value, but it's still really marbled and tender.
The shop is crammed with display cases for cheese and proteins, plus coolers along the walls with veggies, sausage, and chicken feet. In the back, workers marinate ribs, cut sheets of butcher paper, and grind black pepper. Bill said she didn't have a good estimate of when beef prices will drop again, but she has noticed that when buying direct from the source, prices don't tend to jump as dramatically.
Prices have definitely increased across the board. I will say that the more local the product, the more insulated it is from price increases. You know, like the further away you get from the source, the more likely you're going to be playing a game of telephone, and somewhere along the line, someone's going to increase the price and not bring it back down.
So at every step along the beef supply chain, the costs add up. And Battelle, the Wisconsin economist, doesn't expect the high prices to come down anytime soon.
When I'm talking year over year, I don't really see that declining at least through 26.
In fact, she believes prices still have room to go up, at least in the short term.
So I think your August, September, October, we'll still see prices increase.
So those planning a late summer barbecue will need a healthy budget if they plan to serve beef. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Kulsoom Khan, Jonathan Matthew, Eric Stock, Alex Degman, and Michael Marks. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.